Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Now, this being the last Sunday of the month, we will have our fellowship luncheon directly following this service, and everyone's invited to partake of the good food and fellowship. There will be a deacons meeting directly following the luncheon. There will also be a congregational business meeting in 2 weeks. That's on Sunday, June 10th, following the morning worship service, and we encourage you to attend that meeting. And as is customary, on the last Sunday of the month, the normal activities scheduled for the afternoon are canceled, with the exception of the worship service at Pacific Hills Manor, which will proceed as usual at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And the Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the Book of Psalms, reading Psalms 84 through 88 this Wednesday. Please refer to the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 47, verses 6 and 7. Sing praises to God, sing praises, sing praises unto our King, sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth, sing ye praises with understanding. Our brother Olivas will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 17, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
Thank you, brother. Decided to catch me a little bit of a shut-eye before service started, unfortunately. Well, things kind of got started without me. Once again, it's good to see you guys this morning, and happy Memorial Day weekend to you all, as we definitely take time to remember those that sacrificed their lives to endure our freedom here in this country. Amen. Once again, that song is 17, Come Thou Fount. Turn your hymnals to 297, God Will Take Care of You.
Amen.
blessing to know that whatever trial it is we go through, no matter what it is through the day, that God will take care of us. I'll turn your hymnals to a couple pages forward to 299, and go ahead and please stand to Day by Day.
Please remain standing for prayer here this morning. I want to thank those who... will you raise a hand if you've been in the Navy or Army or Air Force, all right? Praise the Lord that you say serve our country and different... Of course, the Navy is the best, but you serve our country in a mighty and powerful way, and your life was on the spot. Mine... was not, it wasn't a secret place, but and covered by all kinds of prevention. But you were on the line, and I saw many, they came from the line and get injured. Let's look and pray. We find our Heavenly Father in the scripture, the words of our great man David. He said, I will praise the name of God with a song, and I will magnify him with thanksgiving. Thank you for that Psalm 69, Father. Most eternal God, we want to tell you today as Americans, we want to thank you for this great country. We are not proud, but humble. That in your divine sovereignty we were born or naturalized in such a nation as this. Thank you for those serving and who have served in the military that protects this country of ours. Thank you for those men and women in our military service who were willing to give their lives and who gave their lives to fight to keep ourselves free so that we can preach the gospel. Heavenly Father, we are your people. We are your church. We praise you for bringing us into the fold so now we can be called the people of God. And as people of God, we have a mission that is to bring the love, the compassion, the truth of God to the city of Morgan Hill and to our neighboring cities. And actually, as you said in Acts 1:8, into the entire world. And so, Lord, to fulfill that, we have missionaries. We have Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, in Benalmadena, Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Bendaño in Guatemala, Marta Porretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Jose and Diana Avila in Costa Rica, now in deputation, the Informed Choice in the city of Morgan Hill, the Christian Athletic Association in the city of San Jose, California, Fred and Carol Lewis in Portland, and Lord Fred is very sick, and we pray for his life. Daniel Lacey, who is away in the Road Race Ministries. And Lord, I just visited with Jesse Dickinson, who is very sick mentally and bodily, and we pray for his recovery. Thank you for those who assist him, and thank you for the social service who understand and they are willing to help him. Lord, we pray that you move with power in our mess, that you control us by the Holy Spirit. Make us one in heart and in mind to follow you. That we have some people in our congregation. We're getting older, you know, Lord, and because we're getting older, ourselves are complaining. So, Lord, we pray for Helen Menig, for Mildred Plica, for Romulo Noriel, for Elizabeth Nash, for Betty Gianello, who has more complications now in her body, for Dr. McCormack, who is, as I see him, at the very end of his life, but we never know, and then Anne Peretto, Camille McCormack on the surgery and perhaps another surgery, and then for Jesse Dickinson. Lord, put your hand and power on the doctors, on the medicine, and especially on those bodies. We love them, and we pray for them. Lord, your people at Bethel loves you. The people who listen over the internet loves you. The people who listen over the KKMC radio station loves you. And because they love you, they are giving to the support of the church willingly and freely and lovingly. So, Father, bless us again with the proper supply to continue to inform people and challenge people to believe the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to continue building up the believers as we teach the scripture, and they become strong because they learn what your book really said. So, Father, we pray that you bless the offering and bless the giver. And we pray in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated.
choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the second book of Samuel? If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 369. We will be reading 2 Samuel chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. Will you please stand now as we read God's word, 2 Samuel chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. Now it came to pass after the death of Saul, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Amalekites, and David had abode 2 days in Ziklag. It came even to pass on the third day that, behold, a man came out of the camp from Saul with his clothes rent and earth upon his head. And so it was, when he came to David, that he fell to the earth and prostrated himself. And David said unto him, "From whence comest thou?" And he said unto him, "Out of the camp of Israel am I escaped." And David said unto him, "How went the matter? I pray thee, tell me." And he answered, "That the people are fled from the battle, and many of the people also are fallen and dead. And Saul and Jonathan his son are dead also." And David said unto the young man that told him, "How knowest thou that Saul and Jonathan his son be dead?" And the young man that told him said, "As I happened by chance upon Mount Gilboa, behold, Saul leaned upon his spear, and lo, the chariots and horsemen followed hard after him. And when he looked behind him, he saw me, and called unto me, and I answered, 'Here am I.' And he said unto me, 'Who art thou?' And I answered him, 'I am an Amalekite.' He said unto me again, 'Stand, I pray thee, upon me, and slay me, for anguish has come upon me, because my life is yet whole in me.' So I stood upon him and slew him, because I was sure that he could not live after that he was fallen. And I took the crown that was upon his head and the bracelet that was on his arm, and have brought them hither unto my Lord." Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that we can carefully look into the scriptures and come to know you through what is written. We thank you for the things that we learn, which are essential for knowing truth and gaining wisdom and knowledge. And we thank you for sending the Lord Jesus Christ, whose work has made it possible to reconcile us to yourself with justice by grace alone. And the scriptures reveal that your promises are sure and cannot fail, as proven by the historical accounts of your faithfulness. Our trust and confidence is in you and not in man. We ask that you would strengthen us so that we may live our lives accordingly. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes to bring the message from the Bible. Bless us and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with ears of understanding as Pastor delivers the scriptural truths that enable us to live for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated.